What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Twyla Zanice.
And it's always your girl, LP.
And we are back for another episode of Mind Your Business. How you doing, Lauren?
I am doing very well. Battled Friday Atlanta traffic, but, you know, nonetheless, congrats are in order for you, Miss Twyla.
For me? What did I do? Little old me. What I did, girl? What I did?
I mean, 4 weeks, you passing your real estate exam, getting your real estate license and such.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then I'll pat myself on the back a little bit. Mm-hmm. I've met my match goal to get my first business grant through my foundation.
What's the name of the foundation? If people don't know. I know, but what's the name
of it? I'm sorry. It's the Foundation for Collective Advancement, or FFCA. So, yes, it's the foundation where I give business grants to small and black-owned businesses to help with startup costs and operating costs.
Okay, sounds good. How long it took you to match it?
7 months.
Not bad.
And y'all, it's like, I just saved my dollar bills. That's all I did. I was conscious about my spending, and I saved my dollar bills.
You did the coins, too? I know some people who do coins. You did coins, too?
I didn't do the coins. I wasn't that discipline, but for whatever reason, the paper money was a lot easier.
Yeah, I've done ones and fives, and it does make a huge difference. So I think that's a very, very good tactic. And congratulations to you as well, ma'am.
And same to you.
Thank you. Well, with that being said, people, we owe you all an episode. If you can remember last time we talked about Miss Kendra Lynn. I love calling her that. I should probably stop because that is not her name. Her name is Miss Kendra Lindsay, but her social media name is Kendra Lynn. She sent us a story about a situation she had with a friend, a business endeavor that didn't quite go so well. And with that, she asked us some questions about how we would handle business and how we handle business together, being friends and working together. And we answered her questions, but as promised, we said we'll have her on to talk about her experience. And that's who we have today. I don't know her personally, but I feel like I've known her all my life. I do. I randomly came across her on Instagram through a mutual friend, and I was like, that looks like Lauren's cousin. I'm not sure. So I sent the picture to Lauren. I was like, Lauren, is this your cousin? She was like, yeah. And like immediately I had like an attraction to her. If you all look her up, it just pours from inside of her. Like her soul is just absolutely beautiful, and it shows on her physical as well, because she's absolutely beautiful. And I'm so excited, and we are so lucky to have her today. But I'm not going to give the formal introduction, because I think that's more fitting for Lauren, being that she is Lauren's cousin. She's my cousin too. I don't care. Lauren has to share. Yes. However, Lauren, I'll let you do the formal introduction, my love.
She's probably going to get all emotional about this, but she's my big cousin who I've always looked up to. I always thought Kendra was so beautiful and classy and poised and educated. And when she would come home from school, or when we would spend holidays at my Aunt Brenda's house, it was just always like, oh, cousin Kendra's home. And it was just always this, like you said, that beauty that resonates from the inside out. And it's always been somebody that I've always looked forward to seeing. And just an inspiration, whether I talk to her just in passing during the holidays, or we just have chatter now, Instagram, or we text, just this person that's like, that's who I want to be. Like, I want to be that pretty. I want to be that fly. I want to be that put together. Mm-hmm. And she's always been that. So, yes, your little cousin thinks you're amazing. Aww. So that's my, I guess, formal introduction of Kendra. But other than that, she's just all around your fly auntie.
Yes, she is.
10 times, just your fly auntie. Yes, and
I don't know how I'm going to live up to this introduction. Like,
you're living up to it already. That's not speculation. Those effortless. Are facts. Yes.
I think that's the best part, is that it's all effortless. And now we, like, Twyla and I said, well, Twyla mentioned earlier, like, we've been trying to get together and make it all happen. And I'm like, dang, sometimes I feel like Nori from Love Is. Like, I'm trying to balance life and friends and family and got all this going on. So I know Twyla and I talked about it, Ken. And we're like, how do we as, like, women, especially being so busy and active and trying to get it, like, how you, like, being a wife and a mother, like, how do you balance all of that out?
Schedule it. I literally schedule everything. And I know sometimes it may seem like do I really need to schedule that I need to go and take some time for myself and walk outside and enjoy nature? Yes, you do. Because if you don't give yourself that time, you won't take it. You really won't. And so, I mean, I work three jobs. I'm an editor, I'm a freelance editor, and I am a cycle instructor. I'm married for almost 17 years. I have two children. Yes, one time. Like love.
One time with us for like almost 17 years.
Yes. Love is. Love is. I love it.
So all of that, so to make time for everyone else, but I really, really live by the motto, you cannot pour from a cup.
Yes.
Yes.
You have to give yourself that time. And it is not selfish to take care of yourself, because your family benefits greatly from the best of you.
Yes.
Not that grumpy. Yes, not grumpy you, not tired.
Don't talk to me.
No, let me give me a minute. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. What do you want? Why are you breathing in my... No, not that version.
Mm-hmm.
And we all are very capable of being both, because it's so much going on the outside world, and then you have to kind of navigate inside your own little microcosm. So it just really is all about managing your time. I literally have a calendar for everyone's stuff merged into one calendar. And if there's something that I need to remember, as small as, like I said, going outside or going for a bike ride or going for a walk, I will make an alarm go off, so I will go.
Nice.
And other times I know I look extremely busy, and I am, but I want to be fully present wherever I am. So I don't...
Ooh, presence, yes.
Yes, I don't want to double book and try to make, you know, this squeeze in with that. I always consider it an honor to be wherever I am, because another part of my story is I'm a cervical cancer survivor.
Oh.
So I wasn't supposed to have one child, let alone two, and I honestly didn't have seen myself at 47 still being here. So that's why I already know what I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes from for me. So that was a ramble.
No, but that was a good ramble. Very, like, I was like,
very full of good information, actually. Because I'm listening.
Real good.
I'm listening. I'm over here listening about the scheduling and things like that. And it just reminds me. I don't know if you all watch Queen Sugar, but I am completely obsessed with that show. But on the episode that came on Wednesday night, two of the characters were having a conversation. Two women. One is an older woman, Aunt Vi, and the other one is Nova, her younger niece. And Aunt Vi is coming into business opportunities that she never thought she would be able to have. And in those business opportunities, she's having less time for her boyfriend, and he's starting to feel some type of way. And she made the comment like, but, you know, they say we can have it all. And Nova made the comment to her, well, we can have it all. The question is, can you balance it all? And I know in my experience as a woman who works, entrepreneurship, a mother, I have my long-term partner. Sometimes I feel like, well, can I balance it all? Who's going to miss out? Is it going to be me, him, or her? One of us is going to miss out. So hearing you say that with two kids, married for 17 years, like, that gives me hope, you know? So I think that was good information.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been essential to me. And in my life, I mean, even to the point, like, having a partner, a relationship, even with your friends, if you know that in the evenings that it won't work for you, coffee with your significant other is still time. With
yes.
You, you know?
Yes,
so
right.
Meet in the middle of the day and have a little cute little lunch right quick, and then you can't say that you didn't get that time alone.
Yes.
Because I always... boys, that what I want to do is make sure that they grow up so they can get out of my house. I would prefer that they attend an HBCU. That's right. It's like, but when it's all said and done, the root of our family is my husband and I.
Mm.
And so when they are gone, what's going to be left for us? I still need to have relationships.
Yes. Right. You better say all this. Kendra, girl, you're giving me chills. Like, I like that.
We might have to, like, our standard contributor, okay?
Yes, I like that a lot.
Wait a minute.
Listen, invite me. I'll swing through. Ah.
We're going to keep you on the list.
Come through, Kelly. Lily.
I know that people are like, where's that name come from? My name is Kendra Lindsay Lindsay. My married and maiden name are the same.
Cool. Lauren told me that. I was like, man, that just adds to her cool. Oh, just that cool, period.
I'll take the cool part.
Yeah, that just adds to her cool.
Awesome. So, yes, that's enough of that, y'all. Let's talk about this business.
Yes, that's what I was about to do next. So, with that being said, Kendra, we're now going to give you the floor and let you go ahead and tell us your story. What happened? Like, what is this Hamish situation, Hamish hot-ass mess situation you need to tell us about?
Don't use that. Woo! Hamish, yes. So I moved to town, to the city that I live in now, and it was one of those times where, you know, you're trying to kind of figure out what you're doing, you're meeting people, the whole thing, and I needed some promotional material. I met a lady and we became friends, and she was a photographer. So we were kind of bartering back and forth. Like, I would tag her stuff. You know how that goes. Mm-hmm. It's like, I would, you would take pictures, do a photo session for me. I would be sure to tag her, send her lots of business. She sent me lots of people that were interested in things that I was doing. And it was mutually beneficial for a great while. Both of our businesses started to grow. Yay for growth, right?
Yes.
And as it grew, now, of course, looking back on it, I can see where we made an error, especially I made an error. We didn't renegotiate the contract. Mm. And so we had no contract. And I think that the things that are important when you speak about relationship with anyone is that sometimes you need to go back and look at them terms, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That's why I say, wait a minute. So we were still kind of bartering. But it became more of, she was benefiting more from promoting the pictures that she used of me than I was of the services that she was, because she started, you know, things became, they were late, or if I needed something, she wasn't available, and she would cancel at the last minute. Just the things that, you know, would start happening. Sometimes, I shouldn't say start happening, sometimes things, those things occur when you're dealing with someone who you're familiar with. Mm-hmm. And take it for granted. And so we had a session late last year, in which I realized, okay, in order for this to actually start working as more of a business relationship, I'm going to pay her for her time. I don't expect for this to be a barter situation. I'm going to pay you. I will receive my products the same way that you would for any other paying customer. That was an assumption. You know what they say about
those. Yes.
Horribly, horribly wrong. So we had a session late December, and I wanted the pictures of my family because I wanted them for Christmas. I wanted them for Christmas cards, and I also wanted to make sure that Lauren and I, that our grandmother had a picture of our family, because the last one that she had of my family was before my mother passed. So I wanted her to see the boys, see us, see that we were doing well. So it was really more than just what it had been, promotional stuff. It was more personal. And of course, in business, it turns personal. Mm-hmm. Regardless. But especially with something as precious as mementos. I contacted her several times past the time where I should have received my pictures. That was December the 2nd. I received my pictures 2 weeks ago. So that would be...
Wait, 2 weeks ago from today?
2 weeks ago from today.
Oh, you got Christmas pictures for Cinco de Mayo?
Yes, right. Well, I mean, look, we're looking all warm in the pictures.
Clearly, the sun is on hell in a heater cell right now. And y'all...
Right. I mean, listen, the pictures you see, you'll see, like, the leaves are changing in the background. Wow. Like, the whole thing. So, and the only reason that I received them is because after verbal conversations with her, after emails, after text, after laying out a final date, so all of the things that you would do in correspondence with somebody in business to try to see where this is getting ready to go so we can come to a resolution, the final one was, either we receive our money or the pictures, or we're going to small claims court. Mm. Now, who wants to have to sue? No.
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
But I don't think that it's fair just because that you and I have a relationship as a friend.
Yes.
That would take advantage of our friendship. So, because in friendship part, and there's a business part.
Yes. So
I couldn't navigate to resolve that before, you know, I had to lay a threat down, which was unfortunate.
Right. Two questions. So you paid her completely already, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Cancel check and everything, girl.
You had to cancel the check. And what was her excuse? What was she telling you? Like, why was she? Was she just not responding?
She was not responding.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that, like, did she not think you were a real client? Like, why wouldn't she respond to you? Especially if y'all had a friendship. Like, what was that?
Yeah, I really think that she was treating it more of, I was her friend, and these other people, they paid as well, but you should be able to wait.
Mm.
And no, that's not how this works.
Right.
I am a paying client.
Yes.
We started out in one space, and we didn't fully discuss it. So that's why I say I can look back at it, and I can see where I made my mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And getting clarity, but I don't, in this situation, I mean, like I said, from December until June,
it really matters. Y'all, I tell y'all, I'm sitting over here trying to hold back my laugh because I'm just thinking about somebody leaves changing in June. What am I supposed to do with these fall pictures?
Save them for this December, I guess.
With everybody, but the child is definitely a year older now, I'm assuming, and everybody's at the beach. I don't want pictures of leaves and June.
And the thing, the toilet, it was so, and it was horrible. I mean, so many things were horrible about it, but it was a time where my little one had lost all of his front teeth.
Oh,
see?
Yeah. That's so important.
Because it is. I was like, so we really want the pictures. But really, it was sentimental readers.
Yeah.
But it doubles back to the level of expectation of excellence.
Yes.
That we all have.
Yes.
Friendships and our business.
Yes.
And I can't imagine what her thought process is or wasn't. Maybe one day we will have an opportunity to speak. Because I would still love clarity.
Yes.
Yeah, I would still love clarity. So, yeah.
Resolution and clarity is so important. Like, I don't know why she wouldn't think that she needed to double back even after going to Smalls Claims Court and all that other stuff. And then you said she canceled the check?
She took the check, but I
said, she had to cancel it.
Either you give me my money, run me my money,
or all of my coins, okay? My coins. All of them.
Run me my money. Or give me these pictures, because now it's June, and so if I don't get them at this point, I don't really care.
Yeah.
You see how that Palm Beach come out, child? You see how that Palm Beach, it just creep up on you.
You may take the person out of the place, but you can't take the place out the person.
Yes, run it. So, yes. So it was definitely a disappointing experience for me, but something I absolutely learned from. In business for myself, what I expect from me,
mm-hmm.
and how important it is to communicate exactly what you expect,
yes.
when, and just that direct line of communication is important. I was totally cut off from any kind of feedback, any kind of anything. She didn't respond to anything. So, of course, that made me angry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of things can be resolved if people are willing to
communicate. So you did mention that you would love some clarity. One of my questions were going to be, where are you now? But I'm guessing based on that, you haven't even spoken to her on a friendship level or anything other than give me my money or my picture since the situation happened.
Right. No, not at all. And I mean, I'm still open to having a nice conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't, you know, you never can say never. I don't see a space for us to be friends again, but certainly we can be cordial and friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the other part, the personal part, is I feel this. So she took advantage of the fact that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. She definitely took advantage of that friendship.
Completely.
Or your leniency in reference or in, you know, relation to the friendship.
Yes.
Right. Right. And so our boys used to play together and the whole thing. And so I Aww. Would never want to create a toxic environment for my kids.
Right.
So a lot of that had to deal with the fact that, you know, I'm looking out for my entire family. We live in a city that's not very big. And so, that had a lot to do with it, but Lauren knows. I'm a Palm Beach County girl.
Okay, run me my money. Okay, don't let me have to show up to the soccer match about my points.
Not the, she just said she gonna protect the kids. She ain't gonna show up to the soccer match.
Children, get in the car. Get in the car.
Yeah.
Mommy needs to have a conversation. About my pictures and my coins.
You big. You choose. You choose. So that really is the story in a nutshell. And it's just one of those things where it's unfortunate because she's an exceptional photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Except I could take absolutely nothing away from her talent. But the difficult thing, especially when you're dealing with people that are, I mean, in art and creatives, it's a difficult kind of balance to understand. Yes. Your art is your business.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to create your space that you're using to create whatever it is that you're creating. But if you want to continue to be able to create and eat off of that, you like that? You like to be able to eat? You're going to have to run it like a business. And if you're not capable of doing it, hand it over to somebody who can.
Please. And I love that you said that because I think a lot of business people, and y'all going to feel me on this one, especially hairstylists, they think because they do good work, they can just give you any type of service. And I disagree with that completely. There are several people who are great photographers, but the type of service you give me definitely matters. And it makes me want to spend money with you, or it makes me not want to spend money with you. So I think a lot of business owners have to get off the idea of, oh, but I do good hair, or I take great pictures. That's not enough. Everyone does. Right. YouTube teach you how to do your own sew-ins. I could go on YouTube and learn how to take good pictures these days.
Listen, I could put a stocking cap on my own knee.
Listen.
Wait a minute. But to your point, Twyla, in me working in hospitality, that's one of the one things that we drive home. Everybody got beds.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got a restaurant. Everybody got a front desk. But what is the differentiator when it comes to why they want to stay here versus someone else? And like you said, it's the service, hand down.
Mm-hmm.
That has been drilled and drilled and drilled into us that the one thing that will set us above everybody else is our service.
Absolutely.
And I love the entrepreneurial spirit that, you know, like you said, these photographers, these hairstylists, but there is something about, y'all don't beat me up about this, but this corporate training that teaches, and I'm biased, I am biased, but this corporate training that teaches you basically just how to treat people. Like, I do believe if homegirl had to go work at somebody's salon where she had somebody that said, no, these are our service standards, she wouldn't be calling you back whenever. She wouldn't just be picking up the phone and not returning phone calls and giving you crappy service. She'd follow the rules. So it's this weird thing about entrepreneurship where they think that because I make the rules that service isn't a part of the rules. No, sis. You need a customer service strategy. You gotta give me what I paid you for.
Please.
Right. Right. Say, and I think I'm older, y'all don't beat me up either. I'm with Lauren. I know a lot of people are able to create things and just kind of put it out there, especially via social media.
Yes.
And it doesn't give you an opportunity to grow a skill set.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. People can see your art. They love your art. They want you to do their tattoo. They want you to do their hair. They want, because they see what you do. But then when they come in and you have to wait for 4 hours or you're not there. I still remember your story, Twyla, about graduation.
Don't remind me. Really quickly, please let me say this. Please. Recently, they featured her on Shade Room. And it took everything in me not to say, if you want to walk away with literally a fresh face, like you just got out the shower and just wash your face and no makeup on it, call her. But if you want some makeup, this ain't what you want. Okay. But I refrained from doing so. Okay. Go ahead.
How many years ago was that?
This was last year. Last year.
So you have a full year, and you still, you're like, I've seen what she's done before with other people, but I can't
recognize. Exactly.
And no matter what people think, word of mouth still is word of mouth.
It's the largest form of marketing. That's the first thing they teach you. It is the largest form of marketing. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Because it's kind of like, you know, if I didn't know you personally, but I listened to your podcast and then kind of was like, put some stuff together, like, I would be like, okay, well, I kind of know what and who she talking about. Like, I'm not going there because I have a story that, you know, I don't think that I would be, satisfied on my wedding coming down the aisle with no makeup.
With the makeup that I did.
Right? Oh, right. Lord, even worse.
Right. I look very good for work. However, my wedding.
And then a friend don't give you pictures until 7 months later. Even worse.
Right. So you got no makeup and no pictures until 7 months.
So it's, I mean, it's great. And so many of us are so amazingly talented. And it's great that we have an opportunity to tap into those talents. But it's also vital that you also start out with a plan for, even if it's just small things, like, what are your business ethics? Mm-hmm. How do you plan to handle something that might be some kind of adverse situation? Mm-hmm. Is the customer always right? Do you agree with that?
No,
they don't.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
I don't.
You're like, nope.
Nope.
Nope. So, I mean, all of the things, but those are the questions I think that you have to ask yourself.
Yes.
Because I operate from a place of excellence for myself. Yes. And if I'm putting my name on it, then it needs to be done well.
And I think a lot of people should have that same mentality. Well, you know what? A lot of people don't value themselves. That's another topic for another day. But another. Because some people don't care.
Roll over until
another topic. I think so, because a lot of people do not put. They don't value themselves enough to think like that. Like, if my name is attached to it, what I wanted to say about me. Some people feel crappy about themselves. So guess what? They don't mind giving crappy business or crappy service. So. It's a lot about, it says a lot about how you feel about yourself and the way you treat your customers, in my opinion.
I agree. I'm gonna pass the plate on that one, Twilight.
Hello.
Oh, y'all gonna collect the offer from me? Look at God.
Oh, cue the worship music. So, are you open to working with family and friends again after this happened?
I am. I'm open to working with family and friends, and I actually am working with a family member right now that's working on a book.
Okay.
But I am very clear that I'm going into this with an actual contract.
Written contract.
Yes. Right. And deadlines that are specific, and a level of expectation that is expected for me and what is expected for them. For work that is turned into me and how quickly I will turn it around. And if you miss your deadline, then that does not fall on me.
Good.
It also does not affect my money.
Yes.
We are back to the money.
Don't touch my money. So no, as long as I really think that was a huge lesson for me, because I'd never experienced that before with someone that I consider to be a friend, where things just went really badly. They went really, 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 really badly. And I would like to believe that it wasn't just me, but it felt very personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see why. And, you know, Lauren and I, we were communicating, and we had like this very holy moment last time where we're like, yeah, her and I have no problems. It's like peaches and cream over here. We haven't run into anything. But we did want to like think more about, if the situation did arise, what would we do? And you said several times now, one of the things that we said is thorough and honest communication. And of course, putting it in writing, like, you can't get around that. It's no more he said, she said. It's in writing. This is what it is. And this is what we're going to do. So we completely agree with that. Another thing I thought was, and you could tell me if you regret not doing this, be smart enough to know when to pull out when things are just not going right. I think when we're working with family and friends, we kind of feel a little bit obligated, mm-hmm. or we feel like, you know, we should give them a chance. But you said you knew when things just didn't seem right, but you continued to work with her. We just got to be able to identify those moments and say, you know what, because I want to save this friendship, I think I'm going to go over here to sister girl around the corner because I want to still like you.
Yes, and in retrospect, I would have done that, and I would have communicated to her that I think that the nature of our business relationship has changed, and I value our friendship more than anything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so instead of us going left with this friendship, I want you to understand, I think you're still extremely talented and fabulous and wonderful and all that, and I know you're going to do well, but I think that I should probably work with someone else that I don't have a personal relationship with.
Yes.
Yes, and I the thing about the contract thing too, about working with family, I think that a lot of times you think that, well, I mean, if I love somebody, well, I should write that down. You should write that down.
Yes.
You should write it down. You should get it notarized as well. You should.
I love
that. I like that.
Notary.
I like that notary.
You should. You should have a witness. I don't care if you print it up off the internet.
Yeah.
Make it as legal as you possibly can, because you don't. This is in case of. I have fire extinguishers in my house. I don't plan on having a fire.
Right.
However, if something goes wrong, I have it.
Yes.
Right. And not only that, you said something that was very critical, and it was valuing the friendship. I think a lot of times when you're doing business with friends, the respect that you have for the friendship sometimes goes like clean out the window. Like Twyla and I work well together because we respect one another. Like, the basis of anything you do is just respect. And I just feel like if you respect and honor the friendship the way that you're supposed to, I would never do Twyla wrong because I respect her. Like we said in part one, I respect her. And what we have as friends, I would hate to lose that.
Right.
Because I didn't give her some photos. Like, you think about that 20 years down the line and you like, I had a really good friend. But we're not friends because I just didn't deliver on the deliverables. I didn't give her the photos that I promised her. Don't let something as small as you being a person of your word, which in a friendship we expect you to be, to salvage a relationship or a friendship, especially like you said, your businesses were growing. So now we've stifled, you potentially could have stifled the both of us when we could be, you know, living our best lives together as friends and watching each other flourish. There's no need for us not to be friends as our businesses flourish. And because of that, the third thing that we kind of wrapped our minds around was the need for a mediator, like somebody that's a safeguard or a third person to say, hey, let me read over this contract and make sure everything's straight. Hey, let me, you know, she's not returning your phone calls. How do you feel about that? But somebody that is kind of the unbiased person that just has no attachment to the friendship, but just wants to make sure that everything is everything and everything is on the up and up. And hopefully the other person doesn't take offense to it, but they understand that, hey, I like you as my friend and I like you as my business partner. So let's get somebody else in here to make sure that we don't have to go to small claims court.
Yeah.
It's not cute. And I absolutely agree with you on that. And for someone, if you have a mediator or a third party or someone else that's able to take the bass out their voice or take the high pitchedness that will come when I'm ready to go in, it makes a totally different situation if someone says, we need to talk about this versus we need to talk about this.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I say this sounds so different.
Yes.
It has a totally different result. So I agree with you on that one, Lauren.
Yeah. Well, Lauren, you just want to say something? Sound like you
was. I was going to ask her, like, what would you do? Well, you mentioned earlier what you would do differently. We definitely get things in writing and you would be more forthcoming with paying attention to your intuition. And you, like you said, pulling out when you need to. But moving forward, as far as working with friends and family, what would you say? I know we offered our three things, but what would you say would be the most important thing as far as doing business differently the next time that you do business with a friend or family?
All of the things that we said, and upfront communication that we're going to do those things. So upfront communication that, listen, this is what I need. These are the services that you provide. This is the deadline that we can meet. We both agree on that. Definitely
saying that, you know, that we can have maybe even a third party there when we first start talking about mm-hmm. actual business. So someone is there from the beginning of it just to sit and be a part of it. If that's not possible, maybe even record the conversation if mm-hmm. everybody's comfortable with that. But at least to have some kind of living record of how this started, what the middle looks like, and how we're going to finish this successfully so that we can maintain our friendship, have our businesses prosper, and let our edges continue to grow.
Ah, yes, for flourishing edges. Look at that. Yes. Oh, my God.
The most important part of your day.
Yes. You're so much fun, Kendra, and we just love having you here. Are you going to join us again, you promise?
I promise I will. I asked.
Do we need to get that in writing?
All right. No, we got it on recording, Lauren. All the people gonna hear this. And she agreed to this recording. She just said that. Get it in record on recording if you have to.
So yes, we have it on recording. I would love to come back. Thank you so much for having me on. It's a
thank
joy
you.
To watch your podcast grow, to watch your friendship grow, to watch you become wonderful, wise women stepping into the roles of master women.
Yes, master. Hey. I like that, master women.
Your own life and growing into it and growing every day. And continue to extend yourselves grace. Continue to extend yourselves mercy. Continue to love on yourself. And I am super proud of both of you.
Thank you so much. And more importantly, we are so grateful to have women like you to look up yes. to and to give us a pathway and a role and a light to follow that will lead us down that path. So we appreciate you. And I'm going to just say it, another black woman doing her thing and just giving us something to look forward to. And even you making me, I'm okay with turning 47 if I look like you. Like, right. even that, I'm okay with that also. So we thank you for that.
I can't wait. I cannot wait to turn 50. I love getting older.
Yes, it's a blessing.
I love it.
It's a blessing.
And you've done it so gracefully, yes, and that has. Is what is needed, to see graceful, poised yes. women just doing it and being authentic and just making the best out of their lives. And you do that so effortlessly. And so thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren. Now I'm going to get off and go cry.
Don't cry first.
Don't cry.
Before you cry,
it's Friday.
We have to complain about the things that we went through this week.
No.
So you go first. What was one of the things that pissed you off this week?
This is a little fun thing we want to end with. Something light and quick. Something that pissed you off this week.
What pissed me off this week? Oh, this is a small one, but it's a big one. So I was driving to Florida. Hey, Florida.
Hey.
Driving down from South Carolina, and lovely Google Maps sent me a way that did not tell me that there was a toll road. Well, I am not a sister who travels with a bunch of cash in her pocket. Get to the toll, and they had to write me an insufficient funds ticket.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. For $3.75.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had one of those before too. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I was so mad at Google Maps. I was like, they didn't say no, it was no toll road here. I got on this road and this, I pull up and I was like, I'll be doggone. So, you know, you're doing the whole thing, digging around the car like yes. a dog. I had $1.
You were $2.75 short. You got to get this ticket.
No, they don't take debit cards.
Nope. For me, I'm in the lovely Miami, and what pissed me off is it was clearly raining last week, and this week we have transitioned to what I'm going to assume somebody would say hell feels like. I want the rain back. I appreciate the rain now. Bring it back. But we're in the 80s, and it definitely feels like about 220 outside. So I'm mad at the heat. Like, this is why crime goes up in the summer. I get it. It pisses you off. So, yep, I'm mad at that.
Well, I have the opposite. It turns, it's a beautiful day when you wake up. And then at like 5:30, God says, forget your afternoon. You going home, you going to sleep. And then the sky literally falls. I'm like, I had all type of plans, like, ooh, I'm gonna go sit outside and play my jazz and have me some wine and cheese. Girl, God said, you finna go home and pray. Meditate, be quiet. Like, barely making it home because it was a tsunami coming from the sky. So, yeah, that's what pissed me off.
But in all that, we got so much more to be grateful for. And more importantly, we're grateful for this next episode. Lauren, tell the people how they can tell us what they want us to talk about.
You can email us at mybwithlt@gmail.com or DM us at mybwithlt on Instagram and let us know what you want us to talk about.
And we got you. Our next episode is on you all. So follow Lauren's instructions and holler at your girls and let us know what you want to hear about, just like Miss Ken Lin Lin did. But in between time and in the meantime, what we want them to do? We want you to mind your business.
Mind your business.
Just mind your business. All right, people, we love you. Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mind your business.